How was the Nazi Party formed? When the German Workers' Party, Deutsche Arbeiterpartei or DAP, was founded in January 1919 in Munich, it was not the first party that tried to make radical nationalist ideas attractive to a broader constituency and particularly to working class people. Through the person of its founder, Anton Drexler, the DAP was directly linked to the most recent attempt in that direction. When the German Fatherland Party was founded in September 1917, Drexler had joined in immediately. Since 1902, working as a locksmith in the locomotive works of the Bavarian State Railways, Drexler resented the drive for peace without annexations or reparations, which had found a political platform in the Inter-Party Committee, founded in July 1917, of the Reichstag deputies from the Left Liberal Party, the Majority Social Democrats, and the Catholic Center Party. On 17 July 1917, these parties pushed through a parliamentary resolution demanding a peace of understanding. Incidentally, this informal coalition of left liberals, social democrats, and moderate Catholics also prepared the ground for the Weimar Republic. After the November Revolution in 1918, these three parties, dubbed the Weimar Coalition, won a clear majority in the elections for National Assembly in January 1919 and provided the majority for the constitution of the newly founded republic. Anyone who resented a peace of reconciliation in 1917, as Drexler did, was thus also bound to reject the Weimar Republic, as it was the political project of those who had pushed for parliamentary control of the government in the final year of the imperial system. At least in terms of his social background, however, Drexler had been an exception among the members of the Fatherland Party. Although the party had attracted about 400,000 individual members in September 1918, it had utterly failed to meet one of its declared objectives, to extend nationalist mobilization beyond the narrow confines of the middle class and to attract blue-collar workers.